This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said Wednesday the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensives across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are consolidating their gains in urban areas.
A negative outcome, a Taliban automatic military takeover, is not a foregone conclusion. We will continue to monitor the situation closely and make adjustments as necessary.
The militants now control about half Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but none of the country's densely populated main cities. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory, seizing border crossings, and encircling cities, with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops all but complete. COVID-19 cases tripled in the United States over 2 weeks amid an onslaught of vaccine misinformation that is straining hospitals, exhausting doctors, and even pushing clergy into the fray. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Data from Johns Hopkins University show the seven-day rolling average for daily new cases in the U.S. rose to more than 37,000 Tuesday. That's up from less than 14,000 just 2 weeks earlier. Health officials blame the Delta variant and flattening vaccination rates. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says at this point, 56.2% of Americans have gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. Doctors report patients are younger than earlier in the pandemic, many in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and overwhelmingly unvaccinated. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA.